First today, Australia's lowest paid workers will have their pay increased by $24 a week, with the Fair Work Commission setting 3.5% wage rises across all award rates. The Commission says the nation's economy is performing strongly and that this increase will improve the lives of employees. With the details, we're joined by our political reporter, Melissa Clark, in Canberra. So, Melissa, $24 a week more, that'll just about buy you a cappuccino or a flat white every day for 7 days. How much better off will workers actually be, do you think, as a result of this decision?
Well, better off than they've been under any previous changes to the minimum wage in recent times. This is the biggest increase by the Fair Work Commission since its inception. It will mean that if you are on the national minimum wage, that extra $24 a week means you'll be getting up to $719 for the whole week. And it means your new minimum award wage on an hourly rate is $18.93. So 3.5% certainly is much more substantial than what the Australian Industry Group had been pushing for. It's nearly double the increase they told the Fair Work Commission that they should increase workers' wages by, but obviously is still well short of what the Council of Trade Unions had wanted to see. The Fair Work Commission said it's pretty clear the economy is strong, that there is a strong growth in full-time employment, there's a higher participation rate, and that employment growth is stronger than the inflation rate. GDP is on track, and there's improvement across all industries. But with wages not rising, that has consequences. And amongst them, the Fair Work Commission said, it diminishes the sense of a shared prosperity if the lowest income earners aren't getting a piece of that prosperity. Here's Ian Ross, the Fair Work Commission president, explaining his decision.
The level of increase we have decided upon will not lead to undue inflationary pressure and is highly unlikely to have any measurable negative impact on employment. However, such an increase will mean an improvement in the real wages of those employees reliant on the national minimum wage and modern award minimum wages, and will, absent any negative tax transfer effect, result in an improvement in their living standards.
That's Ian Ross, the Fair Work Commission president, announcing that news just a short time ago. Now, Melissa, you've mentioned the unions campaigned for a much bigger increase. I think they were after $50 a week. Are they satisfied with this decision?
They're certainly pleased with it. They're claiming victory in having the 3.5% increase and noting that it will deliver around $1,200 a year for the lowest paid workers. And they say that that is due to their campaigning, as you might expect. But they say it's still not enough. The Fair Work Commission said their claim for a more than a 7% increase would risk people being laid off or having their hours reduced because employers just wouldn't be able to afford it. And the Fair Work Commission pointed particularly to young people who were at risk of losing hours or losing job opportunities if the minimum wage were to rise too much. But the ACTU Secretary Sally McManus says that they're still going to keep campaigning for a better deal for low-paid workers.
This is a step forward today. It's a good step forward, and it's money in people's pockets because the Australian unions went out and fought for it, but it's not enough. It's a step towards a living wage, but we will not rest. We will keep fighting until Australian workers, all Australian workers, have a living wage and no full-time worker is living in poverty.
And that's the ACTU Secretary Sally McManus. And before that, we were speaking to our political reporter in Canberra, Melissa Clark.